this retro thing for what it is. Nostalgia goggles heavy on those things when we were kids. I've got the memories of falling while my hair's turning gray. I'm thinking back on all the things that were better yesterday. So for all those things nostalgic, I ask of you is to like this. So for all those things nostalgic, I ask of you is to like this.
Sam, are you ready to talk about your all-time favorite, not just sitcom, but TV show?
I thought we were talking about Home Improvement.
Well done. Is it at least your favorite Tim Allen 90s sitcom?
Probably. Were there others?
No. He's had one since, but I think it was that was like late to me. Oh, no. That was like 6 years ago, probably. Last Man Standing.
Yeah. Which I watched a few episodes of. I feel like if when that came out, I still had cable because that would be the only. I feel like I wouldn't have sought that out. But actually, at Christmas time, we're going to start by getting off on a tangent already.
Perfect.
On Christmas time, I think it was Disney Plus that has the Santa Claus. It had the Santa Claus TV show. They made the Santa Clauses.
They did. I never watched it. Did you?
I just discovered I think we watched the first episode, but
I noticed it too.
In our like continue watching like list that it was in there. And I was like, oh, right. I forgot this was even a thing. So I guess that was his third run at some sort of TV show type thing. But like, I have questions about that.
Good
when
news.
When would that be around? Oh, he's got something coming.
He's got a fourth coming. That sounds like the exact same premise as the last show he did. It's called Shifting Gears. And he's a guy who fixes cars or, you know, uses tools. And he's reconnecting with his daughters, which I'm pretty sure was also what Last Man Standing was about.
I mean, I think his daughters were like teenagers in Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
Or like maybe like young adults. I feel like he had a grandkid. But they were, yeah, it's like still living at home. I don't know.
I just know the whole premise is he's surrounded by women, so he's the last man. But that also, I think most of the jokes were like, men don't know how to fix things anymore. Everything's probably so woke. I feel like that's a show that used the word woke more than twice. So
you're probably right.
Tim Allen doesn't seem like a great dude.
Maybe
my take on Tim Allen as an entity, but he's definitely big on the like, I hate everything's being canceled and everything's so woke. There was a fun story, though, a couple weeks ago where they asked him, oh, what about a Home Improvement reboot? And he said, oh, we're all talking about it and everyone wants to do it. And then I think Patricia Richardson plays his wife. She came out and said, no, none of us are talking about it. None of us really want to do it. Like, I was talking to Jonathan Taylor Thomas and he was like, why is he out there saying we want to do this reboot? And she lists off all the reasons they can't do it, which is basically JTT's retired, Zachary Ty Bryan is like a convicted felon, the youngest kid never acted again after the show, and Wilson died. So she's like, what would this show, what is the show? So Shifting Gears, I guess, instead.
Guess so. I feel like that's like a pretty sad outcome for all of the main cast.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, I guess they're doing fine, but and then, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas retired because he just didn't want to. Any, you know, that was on his terms, so that's probably fine.
Yeah,
going to jail and dying aren't great, admittedly. I forget why Zachary Ty Bryan. Drugs, maybe? He did something.
Yeah.
I don't remember what.
Was it like a requirement that all the kids have three names or
probably? What's the youngest? I thought he only had two.
Okay. No, Noah Smith. He's like billed as a three name.
Okay, then yes, definitely.
And we're like, well, if JTT is doing it, and it works so well for JTT.
My name's Taylor Jones. Let me stop you right there, Taylor. We got no interest in any of these two-name shenanigans, so Don't even bother speaking. Next.
What does this say? I googled it. Zachary Ty Bryan, felony assault.
Oh shit.
Physical dispute at his Oregon home.
Uh-oh.
Interesting. But it just said a week in jail and 36 months of probation.
Still probably a weird thing if you're like, and he's back for the show. What's
yeah,
that character
that's true.
Up to now? It's like, well, the actor hit somebody.
Yeah. Oh, actually, see, now I'm diving deeper, and it says that this was not his first domestic violence issue.
Okay.
So yeah, he's out.
Yeah, so I don't think
Yeah.
you can do home improvement, Jesus, with Tim. What's his wife's character's name? I feel bad. Jill?
Yeah.
And Al, I guess.
I like
End
the
of
idea of just
list.
Doing Al's story.
I would totally just watch, like, yeah, Al's
show.
House. Just his cable show without Tim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we did Home Improvement. A show I assume you have some affinity for.
Home Improvement, I was saying to Dylan, he guessed correctly what year it started. I'm like, I feel like it was one of those shows that was just on reruns all the time.
It was.
So yeah, like it was one of those that like my dad would just put on as background noise while like getting dinner ready or doing whatever. And that's why I feel like it was like on around that time of day too, that it was just like a couple episodes here and there. So it was like always present in our home. And actually watching it, like I don't know about you, but like we got some like laugh out loud moments from us. So that's and it well the, and did you watch it alone or did you watch it with
No,
your
I watched it with my wife when I told her this was an episode before I even finished asking, do you want to watch this with me? Like, you could see her kind of perk up. And I was
okay
like, oh, we're doing Home Improvement. She kind of, you know, you could see
yeah
like, oh, it's like, so are do you want to watch? She's like, yes, yes, I do.
yeah
And she ended this by, she didn't know it was on Disney Plus. Neither did I. So when we watched our three episodes, she was like, I'm going to watch more. And I went,
yeah,
that's fine.
that's
Maybe
fine for
that's
you.
about
Enjoy.
where our opinion, that's maybe where our opinions landed. I'm not going to say I didn't get a couple chuckles. I got a couple chuckles
Yeah.
from the ones we watched. These ones are, oh, I guess I should give my history. I was
No.
never a big Home Improvement fan. My experience with it is similar in that I think it was, you know, every day at 5 p.m. Home Improvement.
Yeah.
Like, it would come on probably before The Simpsons or something, or after The Simpsons or something I was watching already. And my opinion is the same as I think many people, because when I told another friend I was doing it, she was like, wasn't every episode basically exactly the same? And that was my memory too, is it was formulaic to a fault, which, like, I don't know, I was about to say a lot of sitcoms are, but maybe that's not true. It just felt like this one was very much the Tim, you know, I'm going to fix something in the house, and it goes awry, and then his wife gets mad, and then Wilson's like, here's some advice, and then Tim regurgitates that advice but fucks it up because he's not too smart. Credits. And that's my memory of every episode.
Which like, accurately describes at least the three we watched.
Definitely the first episode. Oh, my God. So that's my, and like, yeah, a lot of sitcoms, like, I don't know. I feel like, yes, so the friends are going to be in the coffee shop, but it's not like a Mad Libs. Tim's tries to fix blank, but blank happens. Like Three's Company, how every episode is just, I'm going to take Jack out. And then Jack spends the episode going, oh, my God, someone wants to murder me. And then at the very end, it's like, I just met to dinner. Come in, O'Connor. And that's every episode of Three's Company. That's my memory of Home Improvement, is it's just this and then that again. Which, the pilot, because we watched three episodes, and the pilot definitely confirmed every single one of those suspicions. It's like, oh no, it's everything I remember. It's like, Tim, don't mess with the dishwasher. Oh, I counted how many times he grunted in the first episode. I think I got it mostly accurate.
Oh, yeah? How many
I might have,
times?
my count was 19.
Wow. That was
Thank
my
you.
like my very first note is, oh right, like the grunting. I forgot about the grunting. And
Yeah.
it was a lot in that first episode for sure.
Which makes sense because it's, based on his stand-up, which in fairness I've never seen, but it seems like it is a lot of him on stage going, I can't do the grunt. Can you do the grunt?
Not
Oh,
really.
that's not that's he does that, but it's I can't do his like thing. But yeah, in the pilot, they fall back on that and him being shirtless, which I wasn't expecting. Was Tim Allen like considered a sexy dude? Because at least two women were pretty excited when he took his shirt off.
It's pretty funny that you say that. I one of my comments or thoughts was I liked that he had a regular body,
Yeah.
but like a fit enough, but like he didn't have a six pack. Like he looked like a dad, maybe a dad who takes more care of himself than others. But like I was just like, oh look, that would never happen today. I feel like every
No.
person, every like even your dad bod person has some sort of body these days, and it was nice to see regular bodies represented, which is funny because you would think the opposite because we're moving towards, I don't know, body acceptance and body positivity. So you'd think you'd see more of that now, but I feel like every person all the time is built. Maybe that's just because every person all the time is in the Marvel universe and everybody's
Yeah.
getting built for that.
The only example I have is Jack Black. Jack Black's always taking
Yeah.
his shirt off.
But he's an always kind of present person. I feel like how
Yeah.
many shows can you think of where you'd be watching and they're just like pretty representative? I don't know. I guess
Yeah.
Modern Family maybe. There's
Yeah,
like a representative
that's a good example.
group there.
Yeah, every show I can think of, they're all the most attractive people on the planet. So
Yeah.
I was like, what sitcoms have I watched in recent memory? Oh, New Girl's like, no, everyone on New Girl is like
Yeah.
the most beautiful person you've ever seen. It's like even the funny guy, like Jake Johnson or whatever, handsome dude.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
I don't have, I'll bet I'll come up with one, but I don't have it for you right now. Maybe Shifting Gears, this new Tim Allen show, I guess.
Maybe.
Although his daughter's Kat Dennings, so kind of kills that immediately. I guess, do we even need to set up the premise of Home Improvement? Not really. Tim the Toolman Taylor has a tool show called Tool Time, and he's obsessed with things having more power, and he's bad at improving homes, which is interesting, having his own home improvement show. But, that's the funnies. See, I'm not going to sit here and be like, the premise makes no sense. Whatever. Doesn't, but whatever.
I mean, I guess he is like attractive enough and knows enough to be the lead in the show, but it like works with the tool time, like that Al knows what he's doing, but is all just the brunt of Tim's jokes throughout.
Yeah, we
But
didn't experience it, but I definitely have vivid memories of Al Wears Flannel being a lot of
oh yeah.
punchlines. Didn't come up in these episodes, but I have very vivid like, oh, and Al wears flannel, and that's a joke we're gonna do a
Also,
lot.
in all of those episodes that we watched, Al was wearing flannel, including in the Christmas episode, he had like a flannel print tie. So it
Yeah.
was like, oh, he's dressed up for church on Christmas, but even when he's dressed up, he's still got to have that like tartan pattern.
The smallest church in the history of any church. It's like
Yeah.
once they sat the oh my God, what's their last name? Taylors.
Taylor's,
Just
yeah.
I just once they sat the Taylors and Al's, like we can fit two more people and then our church is full.
I was saying to Dylan that like when I was young, I didn't really appreciate the like concept of being filmed in front of a live studio audience at all. I don't even think I really like was aware of that. I never questioned that shows like this or Friends took place in like three settings, right? Like it's like
Yeah.
they're in their living room or kitchen, which is really open to each other. They're in their backyard or they're on the tool time set. And like it never had any kind of concept of that. And I had mentioned that after the first or second episode. And then when we watched the third one, that church is so tiny, but I'm like, now I get it. because they didn't go to a church. They weren't filming on site
Yep.
somewhere. They had to build a little church on the set so people could be in that audience.
Yeah, I feel like writing for a three-camera sitcom should earn some respect because it must be tricky to go, okay, so we're going to do our big drug episode. We can never leave the house.
Yeah.
We have to do the entire thing in this house. We have no second location. It's like we can get a tiny church for the Christmas episode, but other than that, it's all house and backyard, guys. That's what we have to work with. Like they go in the garage in the first episode, but there's no garage set, so we don't ever get to see that.
Think down the road, there's a garage set. I remember them fixing a car. I remember that being like a thing that
Okay.
he did with the boys was like, we're gonna build a car together. Yeah, I feel like that gets its own set eventually.
These episodes are always tricky to do because it's like, how do we tackle this? We watched three episodes, which I still think is kind of the sweet spot for something like this. And I think we got a good enough spread. We got to watch the boys grow up. We got to see
Yeah,
the theme song
wild.
evolve. I
Yeah.
appreciated that they kept changing it. So by season 7, the kids are all taller than them and they worked that into the opening. I thought that was a nice touch. I was a
Except for
little.
JTT, I feel like he never got that tall.
No, even by the Christmas episode, which was season 3, the youngest is starting to get above
Yeah.
him. When did JTT in that course of that show hit Tiger Beat
Beach.
JTT status? Probably around that Christmas episode, like season 3.
Probably, right? Like he would have been. He was 10. I was like trying to figure things out. So Brad and Randy are the same age in real life. So they would have been 10 at the beginning. So probably right around that second episode we did, he would have been old enough to not be a literal child and
Yeah.
be a teen who gets the covers of all those silly Tiger Beat type things. And I was totally into JTT, obviously. Who wasn't?
That's, yeah. No one
He's
I
just
knew.
so cute. He's so cute.
Yeah, I appreciated that it seems like they definitely recognized he was the breakout because he seemed like the only kid who got to like crack some jokes. And there's a few scenes where he and Tim Allen are kind of going back and forth and riffing. And I feel like the other kids, at least again, in the episodes we saw, didn't get a
Yeah.
chance to do much of that. We also didn't get a great, and maybe you remember, sense of like who each, like I, Zachary, Ty, Brian, what's the, wait, Brad is the oldest?
Yeah.
Is clearly like, the party sports kid. JTT seems like he's the quieter, studious kid. I don't know what the youngest kid's deal is.
He ends up being like gothic and a problem child by the end for sure. I feel like we kind of saw that when his like buddy shows up in that drug episode we watched, where his buddy's like a goth kid
Yeah,
and he's
like
like
this is
starting to
the
go down
kid.
that path, but yeah, and I think I remember him being like that in real life too. Like I think he was just going down a path and they were like, "Oh, is this what we signed ourselves up for?" Which is a funny thing that happens when you work with children, right? Like you
Yeah.
don't know what they're gonna be like.
It can go either way, and we already talked a bit about Modern Family, which I feel like, at least from what I saw in Home Improvement, it seemed like it worked out. Like Jonathan Taylor Thomas, from what I have seen of him, is a fairly like he's got presence. He's got,
Yeah.
that charisma, so you can see some of that. Zachary Ty Bryant, and I didn't see enough of the youngest one growing up, but it seemed like they kind of evolved in a way that like, oh, this still works. Whereas I feel like Modern Family was a little bit more hit and miss. Like a couple of them, like mostly the two
Yeah.
girls, I don't
Yeah.
remember their characters' names, but like Sarah Hyland and Ariel Winters, I think, are the actors, kind of grew up well with the show and still had the chops. Whereas I feel like the son, got a
I
little
feel
bit
like,
more stiff and is like, well, what are we going to do? Recast him? Like, no.
yeah, it's always, is it, was her name Lily? I don't know.
Lily
It's always,
wasn't.
right? Like, she's always the one that people point to that's like, ugh, like,
Yeah.
maybe could have been recast, but she was cast as like a 3-year-old, and
Yeah.
you don't know what you're gonna get, but
Exactly. It's the roll. It's the roll of the dice. It's like, maybe, what are we gonna do? And you have to sit down and probably decide, look, is it more distracting if all of a sudden it's a different kid? So I don't envy anyone who has to cast a 3-year-old and hope to God that the show still works as they grow up. Here it felt fine. So we watched 3 episodes. We did the pilot because it's always important to see, well, what convinced people that this show was worthwhile. We did a Christmas episode because I remember that holiday episodes on this show were kind of a big deal. And we did the drug episode because I've never seen it, but I 100% remembered the, like, on a very special episode of Home Improvement, and
Oh, really?
they would just show the, like, the serious clips, like, you're throwing your life away, bro, tonight at 8. And I remember at the time being like, okay, I think if anything, it might have been, that was a thing for anyone who doesn't remember. Sitcoms like to occasionally do a very special episode where they had to work in the jokes around a serious, like, Fresh Prince definitely did them, and I think more effectively. There was at least, yeah, there was like one night where I think every sitcom in that block did a very special episode, and this might have been part of that. So I was like, oh, I gotta see what the 90s drug episode about marijuana is gonna be like. It wasn't as extreme as maybe I was expecting. I thought it was really gonna be like, you're gonna get yourself killed, Brad. But it wasn't. It almost, I was a little disappointed that it didn't go further down the, like, this is a gateway to murder.
No, I well, and I guess where do we start then? Do you want to talk? Should we talk about that one?
I guess we can start with the pilot, which what we kind of said already is it is everything that you, even if you didn't watch the show, it is everything you think the show is. It is Tim Allen going and making those noises. It's the classic, like, oh, my husband's such a screw up, and then he has to apologize, and then the wife's like, it's okay, and then next week it's gonna happen again. It is beat for beat that exact formula.
And with you mentioned before too, Wilson. So he talks to Wilson next door, gets some advice, misinterprets it or applies it in a way that it wasn't intended to be applied and ends up like making things worse. So that's
But he apologized to her on national TV, which feels unfair because he has that platform. And she's like, it's nice that you did that.
I was pleasantly surprised with how Jill was portrayed in that first episode. I was glad that she was making jokes. She wasn't just the brunt of jokes, which was cool. And then she's also trying to find a job, and he's like, "You don't have to work. I make enough money." And she's like, "I want to work. I would like some autonomy." And so I thought that that was pretty cool for 1991, especially like to they could have just made her
The
his
dotting housewife.
stay-at-home wife, who's just
I
like,
don't know how tools work. You're such a
right?
strong
Like,
man.
yeah. So I thought that she was like her casting and how she was written surprised me for the
Yeah.
times. Like, I wasn't sure. I was like, is this gonna be problematic? Am I not gonna? And I'm like, I feel like if we watched more, I'm sure, like you said, there's some sexism for sure. There's like fat jokes at Al and Al's mom
Which was
throughout.
weird because then she shows up and it seems that was a really weird gag. Because, yeah, there's a running joke that Al's mom's fat. Like, that's the joke. But in the Christmas episode at the beginning, they're hosting Tool Time and he makes a couple, like, oh, and Al's mom's really fat. Oh, no, here she is. And then, like, the ground starts shaking and a massive shadow appears. And I was like, is this in the fiction of the show actually supposed to be happening?
No,
And that
I think
was.
that they were just assholes. And then when you put it that way, though, like he's apologizing to his wife on national TV. On national TV, he's calling Al's mom fat every day.
Every
Like,
week.
what is happening?
And making some, like, pretty cruel jokes to Al. Like, Tim's the classic can give but not take. Like, he'll sit there and be like, you're an idiot and you're dumb. And then if Al ever strikes back, he's like, well, you're lucky you have a job. It's like, oh, Tim, you're the snowflake you likely claim to hate. Yeah, as a character, Tim kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, you'd probably not want to be around this dude. He's a dick. He's definitely the like I'm the smartest guy in the room, although, you know, and again, that's the character, it's fine. But yeah, I like Jill a lot better. Jill had actually one of my bigger laughs in the Christmas episode was the one I found the funniest. There's like he hit the B plot, I guess we'll call it, of that is Tim's trying to win a neighborhood decorating contest and his neighbor keeps getting decorations up before he does. And he says like, oh, and maybe Jill's the agent. And she does a bit where she's like communicating, or he's like, oh,
With the
he has the
plants or
place
something.
bugged. And she's like, oh my God, I think you're right. And she starts whispering to the Christmas ornament, like, hey, no, not right now. He's right here. And that was like, that
Yeah.
got me a little bit.
Yeah.
That and when they're supposed to spell Noel and it spells Leon. That was my biggest
Yes,
laugh. That
that.
was my biggest laugh of the three episodes. It's like, that's a pretty good visual bit. I
Yeah.
can't be too upset with this episode, which was coming off of the no Al joke, which made me like full body shudder. So
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I feel like I mean there were a lot of jokes like that it was just like cringe, but it's like if a dad joke were a TV show. That's
yeah,
what this is.
pretty much with like a few good gags in like interspersed. I thought the another joke, not to just turn this into here's another funny part, but I do want to emphasize that I wasn't expecting Home Improvement. I thought I was just gonna sit there stone faced for three episodes and go, oh my God, it's just like I remember. So the fact that I got some chuckles is like there's the whole main plot of the Christmas episode is that Brad wants to duck out on the family and go on a skiing trip for Christmas with his friends. And so they go to church because the youngest is going to sing, and Tim's like, you know, the mom's sad, and Tim's like, I'm going to go back to the house and get him. And he finds that Sam Brad's going to sneak out and go skiing anyway, which I don't know how he thought. I guess this is a I'll deal with it later situation, but as a child of anxiety, I don't know how you enjoy a second of that trip knowing what's waiting for you at the other side.
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny that he was like, oh, I explained everything in the note, and the note is just gone skiing, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good. And his plan to get there was to hitchhike
The hitchhike.
with skis, like with probably nice skis. I'm like, that kid's gonna get beat up and robbed is what would have happened if Tim hadn't come home at that time. But actually, I had a question for you about the Christmas episode, because the Christmas episode, he's always competing with the neighbor for crazy Christmas decorations. What's your Christmas decoration game like?
Pretty minimal. It's improving a little bit every year as the kids get older and start to question, why don't we do more? But it's
No.
pretty standard. Wreath on the front door, the lights, just like we don't go crazy. It's just like
Yeah.
wrapped around the door and like around the front. And then this year we added an inflatable Olaf, which was the newest
Ooh.
addition. But
Very
yeah, end
nice.
of list. What about you?
We're just like, we don't even have the inflatable Olaf. We have like the string of lights and the wreath on the door, so we don't go too crazy. But I was just curious. There's someone like a friend of a friend. I feel like his pandemic skill was setting up like one of those bananas, like set up your lights to go with the music and like really get it going. I'm like, that is a commitment level that I do not have. But something that this episode made me think of is just like, how do you get into that? Maybe it's the competitive spirit, or maybe it's lack of anything else to do during a pandemic.
I feel like I've never once heard of a neighborhood light competition.
Oh yeah.
I suspect it's purely a sitcom movie plot device. I've lived
Yeah.
in several neighborhoods and I've never once caught wind of a neighborhood light contest, but maybe I just live in boring neighborhoods.
Maybe.
There doesn't even seem to be a prize.
Yeah, just bragging rights until next year.
Just bragging rights. And I question Wilson's integrity as the sole judge, being friends with one of the competitors.
Yep.
I have a question for you about the Christmas episode. Brad's age confuses me
Okay.
because the Christmas episode was season three. When Tim's talking to him about why he should be with the family for Christmas, he says, "You're 16. In a couple years, you're going to be off to college." Or does he just say, "In a couple years, you're going to be off to college"?
I think he just says in a couple years you'll be off to college.
Because then we watched the season 7 episode 4 years
He's like,
later. Brad's still home. And he's talking about like getting it, going to college and using his soccer scholarship. Or maybe he is already at college and living at home.
No. He's a like that. I think that's like his grade 12 year.
Okay.
Is he learns
So
how to,
that puzzled me a bit because I was like, it's been 4 years and he's aged 2 years. That's
No, I don't
not
think they
even.
said 16.
But they definitely say in a couple years you'll be off to college. Maybe he was just,
Yeah,
you know,
I think
that's
it's
just a
just
thing you
the,
say, but
that's
that
the
could.
thing. One of our friends said when their kid was like 8, they're like, well, in 10 years, she'll be out of here. So when we're like, and I'm like, really? Like
Yeah.
10 years? That's half her life. Yeah, it's funny to start thinking that way. Do you think that way? Do you ever think like, well, in
Not yet. My
13
7-year-old
years?
is counting down to when she can drive a car because she now knows it's when she turns 16 and she's 7. But she's definitely like, oh, and I'm almost halfway to being able to drive a car. It's like, don't say things like that. Like, yeah, you're right. And I hope I'm a better instructor than my parents were, but I won't be.
It's gonna be stressful. I like
Yeah.
it's gonna be stressful. I had a lot of stress trying to learn to drive with my dad in the car.
Did
It
they
was
also
not
try
good.
and like slam on imaginary brakes in the passenger seat that they
Oh
definitely
yeah.
didn't have
My
access
mom
to?
still
And
does
like, we're
that.
so tense. It's like we're
My mom will
driving in
still do that.
Smiths Falls. There's no other cars on the road. I guarantee it. We're going 30. It's fine.
Yeah, no, that like recently happened, like maybe a year and a bit ago. My mom did that. I was like, fine. I was driving fine. Nothing happened. But she's over next to me slamming on her brakes. And I'm like, it is a snowstorm. If I slam on my brakes right now, I'm going to lose control of the vehicle. Like, I don't know what you're doing with your imaginary brake over there, but
Yeah, if you want to get in the driver's seat and try that and see how that goes,
yeah.
still
So
don't, but.
all right. Anything else about the Christmas episode?
I don't think so. That's definitely the one I found the funniest. Once again, respect to them for getting a lot of mileage out of very minimal sets. Like the back half of that episode is just them sitting in the world's tiniest church.
Yeah.
So.
So tiny, like just for context, so tiny that we have, what is it? Jill, Brad and Tim, or Jill, Randy, and Tim are sitting in the row. And then when Brad comes, they have to put him, one of the kids, on a chair because the pew is too tiny to fit four of them.
And in case anyone was worried, they don't make a poo joke with the word pew. They make at least two. So take no worries about that. And the audience goes nuts for one of them. Probably the biggest audience reaction. Like everyone has to stop talking for 30 seconds while the audience hysterically laughs because pew kind of sounds like poo.
So silly.
And then the very special drug episode, where further evidence that I don't think Tool Time would be a popular show. Do you think? No, because it's live. I was about to ask, do you think all of his accidents make it on air? But yeah, it's a live show. So do you think it's just like a morbid curiosity factor? Like everyone's watching Tool Time because they're like, oh, is this the week Tim dies?
I mean, you'd hear about that in advance.
No, it's a live show.
No, it's filmed in front of a live audience. It's not a live,
Oh,
it's not live on
yes, you're
at
right.
night. Yes, those are different things.
Yes, you're right. I had it in my head it was both. But you're
No.
right. It is just a live audience. So, yeah, they might cut out when he fucks up. And there'd
Yeah,
be
I'm
no
sure that.
audience has to sign like an NDA that says you are not going to talk about when Tim stuck a fork in the electrical outlet and almost died because he doesn't know how electricity works.
Well, and I wonder how much, like when I think of the first episode actually where he blows out the dishwasher, because that got me too, because I expected an explosion, but like the full back of
It was a
the
pretty good visual.
counter
Yeah, it was a pretty good
comes
visual
out.
gag.
I'm like, how many tries do you get at that? I don't know how
Probably just
much setup's
one.
involved, right? Like it's gotta work. You've gotta make that work. So yeah, I thought that one was pretty That just took me by surprise. I expected the dishwasher to, like, I don't know, bubble and have soap everywhere. Actually, I definitely expected a plate to smash because he was giving it more power. I'm like, yep, more power. It's gonna wipe not only the yolk off that plate, but it's just gonna smash that plate to pieces. And then the whole back half of the counter or like cupboard, I guess, gets blown
Yeah,
out.
that might have been the moment that kind of won me over a little bit. 'Cause yeah, up until that point, it's a lot of like, oh, Tim, you can't put that dish in the dishwasher without rinsing it first. I have to wash the dish to wash this. It's like, oh my God, it's the dynamic. It's that like silly, dumb
Yeah.
husband, not aggressive wife, nagging wife. That's the word. Like,
Yeah.
stop pestering him. I don't know. Like, I don't want to do this. And then the dishwasher exploding was like, all right, what do you got for me, show?
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the drug episode. First thing that happened for us is they start, it opens with they're preparing for the 1998 storm, which Dylan was like having flashbacks to the ice storm here and was like,
Yep.
what is this? And that made us think too, like they were putting out shows, like just the way we consume TV now is so different. And like the number of episodes too, we were talking a little bit about, like, of course, every show had a Christmas episode and a Halloween episode and a like Thanksgiving episode. And but you had to because there's 24 episodes every single season. Like, how do you have enough content if you don't make an episode for each one of those things? But like, were they filming so close to the release that they could address major issues like that? I feel like other shows do, but
I don't know.
right? Like, I think of like South Park and The Simpsons, that they've got to be, that they're doing things very
Oh yeah,
close to when
South
they
Park.
go
There's
live.
a documentary about South Park called like 6 Days to Air or something, which I
Yeah.
hugely recommend, and just shows like how down to the wire some of their stuff
Right? Because,
is, so they can like insert very topical
yeah.
subjects. Like there was one where they were like, the show was about to go on the end. They're like driving the tape over to the studio as it's about to have to go on television. So,
Yeah. So I don't know if it was quite that quick, but it just felt like was it a coincidence or did that happen in alignment with when the ice storm happened? I don't
couldn't
know.
tell you, but.
Yeah. All right, but then what was he doing? He was cutting
He's
down the
cutting off
tree.
any branches that might be at risk of collapsing once they're covered in ice.
Yeah,
And
and
then
then he calls.
he smashes into his gazebo, which once again got me thinking, like, how much money do they spend on home repairs? I doubt he's doing it all himself. Like in the episodes we saw, the at least like kitchen touch-ups for the dishwasher explosion and then a whole new gazebo.
Yeah,
You can't
a
fix
lot of
that. I
money.
saw it.
But I feel like that's what they that's maybe it's present in more episodes, but I feel like he takes the tool time crew to his house frequently. And I feel like maybe he's like working it out that the show covers the cost of some of these things because he's like, oh, let me do my bathroom or let me do this for the
If you were
show.
watching a home improvement show where half the episodes was the host fixing his own fuck ups at his house, you wouldn't watch that show. Like, if
Yeah, I guess
most of
that's
like
true.
Rachel Ray was just like, oh, I muffed it up again, and then the next episode is her trying the same recipe, I don't think you'd want to watch that show. It's like, I don't think
That's
this
a fair
person's as
point.
good at cooking as they claim to be. I feel like my theory is like Tim's trying to bury all of that. Like that gazebo thing did not get to air.
No, but I feel like he even makes a comment. He's like, join us next week when we show you how to create or how to like build a gazebo. Cause
Yeah, but
like,
that's a joke for
yeah.
who's there. That doesn't make it to television. That's just like trying to remind the crew, like, it's all just jokes. Please ignore the fact that I'm bad at this.
Yeah. But anyway, after he smashes it, they discover in the debris that one of the kids, not sure which one, has taped some marijuana to the bottom of the swing, I guess.
Marijuana, Sam, I heard awful things about what happens when you smoke marijuana.
Did you hear such awful things that you're gonna panic and be like, I'm an accessory, I have to get out of here? Like,
Yes.
that was Al's
The
reaction.
police might be on their way right now.
Yeah.
I mean, in fairness, this was probably, well, this was what, 98? So yeah, different times. We've all
Which
since
is
kind of
wild.
realized, like, oh,
Isn't
smoking
it?
weed isn't gonna make you murder your whole family and skin cats. Well, lessons learned.
Isn't it crazy to think about that now? Like in 98, like not even that long ago, really, whatever it was, I don't know, 2018 that we made it legal here,
Something like
something like
that.
that.
It was under Trudeau, so it couldn't have been that long ago.
So like 20 years later, it's legal. You can buy it. There's a pot shop everywhere. There's a pot
Everywhere.
shop
It's
on every corner.
like it's actually to the point now where there's just way too many. Like they all just sprung up way
Yeah,
too
how do you
fast.
even
It's like
choose?
whichever's right there seems to be the most effective. But yeah, it is. I get why it couldn't be an episode of like this is heroin. That's pretty different. It also does.
Sorry.
No, you go.
I was gonna say we got to talking about like how pot was always sold as a gateway drug, and I'm like, now it's not a gateway drug because what made it a gateway drug is you needed a drug dealer to get it, right? And if you have a drug dealer, then you probably have it's even if they don't deal other drugs, they know someone who does. You've got a connection to something else. But now it's you just go to the pot shop and you're not exposed to people who are dealing all kinds of stuff. So it's
Like,
not a
hey man,
gateway drug
if you're
anymore.
already here buying this weed, do you want this cocaine? I'll like give you a deal.
So it'll be very interesting because I hadn't really thought about it, but I'm curious, like, how are they teaching about drugs now in school? And do you teach kind of like alcohol and pot in one kind of category? And it's not even, it's just like,
Here's the
do
over the
this
counter stuff. Yeah,
responsibly,
here's the
and
moderation
then,
stuff.
I don't know.
I wonder if in 20 years we'll be looking back at this and being like, remember when there was such a stigma around crack? So weird. We were
Now
so
I can just
cave.
get it everywhere.
Like, now I just get my crack at the Walmart. So weird. We were such cavemen back then. Yeah, this episode is the one I wanted to go a little bit goofier. Like, yeah, most of the episode is barely dealing with it. Most of the episode is they don't want to confront their kids about it, which I get the rationale more of they're just gonna like cover for each other and we're never gonna figure it out versus like I don't want to confront my babies. Like, eh, but I get the rationale of like if you line them all up, they'd all just go, not mine, and then you're done. So instead, they tape it back. I guess they did fix the gazebo.
Oh yeah, they must have.
Because they tape it back under the gazebo and then just spend the night in
Wait.
Wilson's yard waiting for one of the kids to grab it. And it's a big, deep, like, reveal when we see the feet sneak out. And I know it's Brad because it's in the description of the episode,
Oh,
but
that's funny.
they didn't know we would have that. So yeah, like the feet, and then they grab them and it pans up and you're like, oh no, it's exactly the kid I thought it was gonna be. But
I mean, they made it like it was plausible that it could be any of the three. And at one point, they think it's the youngest because his goth friend is there and has, and they're like, oh, maybe he's just holding it for his friend and whatever logic they try and put in place. And Randy goes to the door and they're like, oh, is it him? It seems like they're out there for hours and it's cold, it's
oh,
snowing.
yeah, they're out there most of the night.
With a periscope,
No one
like
questions
a
where they are.
crazy thing.
Oh, I think they just said they're going out.
I think
Because
he
he's like,
said
I thought
when
you
he gets
guys were
caught.
gone. And so then the rest of the episode is mostly a lecture about how Brad's throwing his life away because
But I
sometimes he smokes
also,
weed.
yeah, which is like, it is what it is. But I really liked that they like Brad's like, you grew up in the 70s. Are you telling me like you never tried it? You never did drugs? And I kind of liked that they went with the approach of like, no, Jill did do drugs. And it sounds like she did a lot of drugs until she had a bad experience and it was like laced with something and she ended up in the hospital or something like that. And I felt like that was a really good way to handle it instead of just and they go back and forth. It's like, no, don't tell him. You can't tell him that you did drugs. You're just condoning it. And it's like, but actually, if you spin it that way, I feel like it's a really positive way of doing it. Like, you're right. We did do it. We did try it. Kids try drugs. This is what happened, and this is why I don't want you to end up in that situation. And I felt like that was an unexpected way to deal with it. I thought, especially when we start with Al freaking out and
Yeah,
we,
see,
like, I'm like, this
that's
is gonna
what I
go
thought
too
the episode
far.
was gonna be, and was kind of disappointed that it wasn't. Because even the conversation between Brad and Randy, when Randy goes into his room and is like, everything good? I thought Randy was gonna be the that Saved by the Bell PSA of like, no, man, I don't do drugs. Drugs are for losers. But they didn't really do that either. Like, kind of, but he was more just like, I just don't have any interest in it. I don't know. Never wanted to. It's like, oh man, I wanted Randy to go full like, how could you, Brad? What rhymes with what's this dope is for? Say no, you'd say nope to dope, Brad. But none of that. Disappointing episode. Too much restraint.
Did you ever get caught with drugs or alcohol or something? I know you're the youngest too, so like I feel like your parents would have a different perspective, but
So the closest I came to anything like that, I don't think I ever got caught like pre-19 drinking. They, I think, were very aware it was happening and were just like, whatever, they seem responsible. I'm not, but I was the first to turn 19 in our like immediate group. So I was the alcohol purchaser for prom. And I got, and someone accidentally snitched me out to dad that I had bought alcohol to end it. I won't name names because maybe they listen, but yeah, they went to like my house and I'd already left and they were like, oh, I wasn't sure if he was had already gone because I know he's like bringing the alcohol. And then they got there and they're like, so I'm really, really sorry. It's like, oh, that's terrific. And
Well,
it never
at
really
least it,
came up again, but that's the closest I can think of is like. And whatever, they were all 18, so it's not like I was doing anything that bad, but it's like, oh no, our son is drinking at a legal age. That's the closest I can think of. You?
So I will share this story just 'cause. So when I was in high school, my older sister, who's like much older, she gave me pot for the first time. Like that was the first time I tried it. And she's like, no, you should try it, like with her and one of my cousins. And it was like, no, you should try it with us because we're somewhere safe. Whatever happens, like you're with us. No one can take advantage of you, whatever. Like my sister peer pressured me into smoking pot for the first time. And then she fucking told my parents.
Oh my God, was that always
She
the
told
plan?
them. And I got like a huge, like, I'm like, what? She so and I think it was because like I like to say I'm the better child because none of us are perfect. I'm just the better one. But I think that that was it a little bit. It was like, oh, you think she's so perfect, or you think Sam can do no wrong? Well, Sam tried pot, and it's like in the most like safe and like I don't know. I knew where it came from. Like I got it from my sister. I wasn't, and it, we were like in a safe space. But I couldn't believe it. And then I got like all kinds of lectures about it. And I'm like, what the
So
fuck?
wait, was that always the plan? Like, was that entrapment, or did she get caught and was just like, it was Sam's? I don't know. Like, I smell weed. Like, oh, Sam's, oh, puffing away in there. And I went in to tell her to stop.
No, like, no, these happened at completely different like times. So it was like
Okay.
after the fact that and so I don't know what the context was that she told them, but then like, and I mean, I feel like now looking back, they probably weren't super overreacting. My parents were have always been like there's a history of alcoholism in our family. You need to be careful with substances. And like that was more the like approach that we got. But I just remember being so angry because I'm like,
Don't
I
blame
tried it
you.
one time and then you went and you told on me. What the shit?
Yeah.
So
You should try this. It's totally look what Sam's doing. No. That couldn't
uncool.
even you couldn't admit that into court. Because she that's entrapment. They should have had nothing on you.
It was some bullshit, but now it's legal, so
Yep.
who cares? And my parents grew up in the 70s and definitely, like,
Oh
especially now,
yeah.
like they like not only were they doing things then, but like who isn't doing some sort of cannabis sometime at this point when there's pot shops on every corner,
Yep,
so.
I could have some Ubered to me right now. In fact, maybe should have, and then had it
Oh, we
show
should.
up
Let's
during
see.
the episode and been like, ah, here's to Brad.
Missed opportunity. Could have been intoxicated
Oh,
while
well.
talking about this.
Next time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of all I have on
Yeah,
Home
me
Improvement.
too.
Yeah, it's sitcoms are always weird because it's hard to just sit here and go like, and this was funny, and this was funny, and this was and you know, there's 200-ish episodes of the show, like I think
Yeah.
even more. Like they did eight
203.
seasons. Yeah,
Yeah.
so you know, there's 200 episodes then that we didn't watch.
Yeah.
So, but coming from a small sample size, I would say slightly better than I remember, but I don't feel a strong pull to keep going. I would be curious to
Yeah.
watch a couple more just to see, am I remembering right? Or was the he fucks up and Jill gets mad for it? Like, is it rarer than I remember? Or is it just those aren't the episodes we watched?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's a good background show, but we're just like there's too much. I keep saying I'm like
Yeah.
overwhelmed by choice right now. Like there's just too much content available that I don't know that we'll go back to it. But I would say we enjoyed our time more than we expected to. Like I said, I didn't think either of us would laugh out loud, and we both had our moments throughout. And yeah, I wouldn't turn it off if it were
No.
on, but
If my wife does follow through and occasionally puts on an episode like to fall asleep to or whatever, I'm not going to come in and be like, oh, really?
yeah.
I'll pay attention for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yes, exactly. There's so much new stuff and it's so there's it's difficult to justify. I'm just going to watch, but then sometimes that's kind of just what you need. So I'm just going to put on
Yeah.
this mindless 20-minute comfort show.
Yeah.
Because yeah, we were talking the other day about also too, if a week or two goes by after something hits streaming and we don't get to it, we're probably never going to get to that thing ever again because now four other things have come out in its place,
Yeah.
or we're a season behind on this show. And it's like there was a movie, like a there was a Tetris movie that came out last year, and I was like, oh, I want to watch Tetris. I want to watch this Tetris movie. But we didn't watch it right away. And then I
Yeah.
completely forgot until like I forget it came up randomly the other day. It's like, oh shit, that's right. This and that's just streaming to me. Is did you
Yeah.
watch it opening weekend? No? Well, here's four other things, so you missed your shot.
Well, and I'd say for us, the other thing that makes things come back around is award season. So, like, we recently watched The Bear because that was coming up with award season. But there's just so much. There's so much all the time. I'm like, I don't know what to watch. And I can just sit and look through things
Yep.
for so long that it's like now we might as well just throw on Home Improvement and go to bed
Yep.
because I've wasted so much time looking for what I'm gonna watch now.
And then you pick something and you're like, oh, damn it. Did we pick the right thing? Is this like we have 45 minutes before we're going to go to bed? Is this really what we wanted to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
This
Oscar season because it tells me what I'm
gives
getting.
you a list. Just
Like,
watch
yep, this
this.
is what we're gonna watch. We're gonna see these. Sometimes we'll watch like the ones that aren't up for Best Picture, but the like we'll watch usually a lot of the animated ones because it's like, oh, like we're still doing our Oscars homework, but we're taking a break from those heavy Oscar movies. So I like having a defined list because otherwise it's all too much. I also really like, and we'll transition to that too. I like that we do on this podcast that like, what are you currently enjoying? Because often I'll hear things and I'm like, okay, I'll go check it out. Especially like I remember Ted Lasso was one that just kept coming up again and again and again. And it was like more people would watch it and bring it up again. So I was like, okay, let's go check that one out. It's also nice sometimes to check out shows that already have multiple seasons so
Yeah.
that you can really get into it.
It's the tricky part with streaming because you don't want to jump in right away because what if you watch it, enjoy it, and then it gets canceled? But if you don't jump in right away, you're
Yeah.
one less number that could have helped it not get canceled. Yeah.
All
What
right,
are
so
you
Sean,
currently enjoying?
well, two things I want to acknowledge. Do you know it's a big Taylor Swift album release day?
Yep.
Yeah.
I ordered that the record, but it's not going to get here till Sunday.
Okay.
And then our capitalist queen, had to come out and be like, hey, guess what? It's a double album, so the vinyl's only half of it, and I'll release a part two later. It's like, oh, of course you will.
Of
You're so
course.
good at this.
So I don't know yet if I'm enjoying it. I did put it on a little bit this morning, but I'll have to like dive into the new Taylor Swift album, which I guess dates when we're recording.
Yeah, this one is the Tortured Poets Department, I think is the
Yeah.
name of it. I've only listened to the single Fortnite. It was fine.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I would probably agree with that. So I'm assuming that I'll be enjoying that in the coming days and weeks. And then actually I wanted to give a shout out to Pam and Tommy. Have you watched the
No, that's
no?
the prime example of we didn't watch it right away, and until you just said it, I completely forgot about it.
Yeah, we just finished it. We watched it. It's like eight episodes. But it was really surprisingly good. And I'm curious, it makes me wonder like how accurate it is or isn't. I think like Pam Anderson came out and
She
said
is not a
like
fan.
not, but I thought that they painted her in such a positive light, and like she's like smart and clever, and it just like, and I would say at the start, like episode one, I was like, maybe I want to go and find the sex tape. And by the end, I'm like, no, I don't want to contribute to the to this and like all this drama that happened around it. And like, just it was interesting to hear or see that story progress and see the impact that it had on them, on their relationship, on Pam's career. And like, yeah, it was very well done, I would say. And I was young when it happened. I was
Yeah.
surprised the timeline as well, like because I remember it, like I never watched it, but I remember hearing about the Pam and Tommy sex tape. But I think it was like 95, so I would have been not even 10 yet, which is crazy that like my under 10 years were like that aware of it. It was so big, it was
It
everywhere.
was a
So
yeah.
yeah, so that's me. What are you enjoying?
We've been watching Fallout on Amazon Prime, which I suggested because I've played the games, and my wife has no connection to the games whatsoever and is very much enjoying it. So we kind of,
Oh yeah.
it's finding that perfect balance of here's something for you guys that play the game, but if you don't worry about it. It's fine. So we're three
Yeah.
episodes in out of, I think, eight. It just got announced this morning that there will be a season two, which is always a nice little bonus, but yeah, we're probably going to get back to that one tonight after a bit of a break to watch Argylle on Apple TV, which
Oh
is
yeah.
part of my what are you currently enjoying? It was fine. Too long,
Okay.
fine.
Well, that's good to know, because I was like, I kept getting ads for Argylle when it was in theaters. So when I saw it was streaming, I'm like, oh, should we check this out? But
It's fine.
maybe, yeah.
My wife enjoyed it more than I did. So,
Okay. Fair.
and Spotify has audiobooks now, which I'm not huge on audiobooks, but there was a couple in there that I've had holds on at the library for a while. So I was like, oh, let's start the audiobook. Audiobooks to me are weird because one, I'm never in a situation where I'm just going to sit and pay attention. But if it's on in the background, I'll fade away and then be like, wait, what? Who's this? But I don't know if I just picked a specific example. I'm not going to name names because book people listen to this and I don't want to insult anyone, but it's definitely very ASMR-y. Like she's reading the whole book very like, she woke up in the morning and took a look around. She looked at her husband. She looked at the walls. Like, is this how all audiobooks are? Like every character sounds like they want to fuck every character all of the time. And it's really weird. Like the most innocuous conversations are like, well, maybe we can talk about this over coffee. It's like talking to his sister. Why is he talking like this? And that's
That's funny.
the vibe is off. The story itself is fine, but I can't get past
Yeah.
that delivery of all of it.
I used to, like, I had a job years and years ago where, like, that was just a thing we would do. We just listen to audiobooks while doing other work, just very mindless work. And I found, like, I really liked when the author actually is the one
Yeah,
who does it, because
I
it's
need to
just
find
like,
something like that, I think, because this is not that case, or like an autobiography read by the person who wrote it. The only
Yeah.
example I saw right away was Rebel Wilson. I don't know if I necessarily need to hear her book, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what's that one? What's the, I don't know. I'm gonna end up going on a tangent and not remembering what it was. It was turned into a movie with Julia Roberts. It was
Erin
like,
Brockovich.
no, it's like
Pretty Woman.
what's coming to mind is Live,
Steel
Laugh, Love.
Magnolias.
And I feel like that's not what it
Oh,
is. It
Eat,
was like
Pray, Love.
Eat, Pray, Love. There you go. That one I did it as an audiobook, and that was good because it feels personal when it's her story and it's her voice. Like, and then you don't get someone's interpretation of how to put that emphasis on the words that makes everything sound sexual. Like it
Yeah.
ends up being exactly her voice. And yeah, so that one was pretty good.
Yeah, I need, yeah, I'll find something like that. The problem is, I just read a bunch of autobiographies. So it's like, I don't know if Paris Hilton reads the Paris Hilton book or Arnold Schwarzenegger reads his book. I know Michelle Williams reads the Britney Spears book.
Oh yeah,
It's
I think I heard
not
that.
Britney
Yeah.
Spears. So like, these are already too fresh in my head to go through them again this way. But that's, yes, that's definitely what I need to find. It's just this comedian wrote this book and then read it. It's like, okay. I hope they don't spend the whole time going, the laundry is almost done. This is that. So yeah, home improvement. Thank you, Sam, for joining me here today. And of
Thanks
course,
for having me.
Sam's gonna take us out with a classic quote from Home Improvement.
I am, and I'm gonna give some context here that my mom still says this to my dad. And so I think it happened in at least one of the episodes, but it happens in multiple. So it's, I don't think so, Tim.
Is that a classic Home Improvement quote? Like
Well,
that, like the, she says that, like they
I
say
think
that a
she
lot.
said that,
Oh,
yeah, like a
Al
lot.
says that
Oh yeah,
quite a
they all
bit.
say it to him because
Okay.
he's crazy and he has
Oh,
these
and so
crazy
does the
ideas.
priest. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Man, everyone hates Tim on this show.
Yep. So, but like anytime my dad has any crazy ideas or wants to do something, he just gets that. I don't think so, Tim.
Oh,
So.
and I can't now. I'm ruining it because I'm not letting the episode end. But I have to give a mention that there is a home improvement game for the Super Nintendo. It is the hardest video game I have ever played. And in the first world, you fight dinosaurs.
All right, I'll end with a different quote then.
Okay, cool.
All right, this is America, where one person can screw it up for everybody.
Done. Good night, everybody.